Good morning and welcome to episode 82 of Martin Uncut. Today it's April 29th, 2021, and today's episode is podcasting news. I have not been talking too much about podcasting or podcast at all this week, so why not throw in an episode here where I'm about to talk a little bit about this thing. I, as you know, am pretty interested in what's going on here since I am running multiple podcasts, and I have a new one coming out in a few weeks. Me and three guys, we're going to talk about productivity. I'm really excited for that, so keep posted and you will hear more about that soon. But let's jump into today's content. So last week, Apple had its big spring event. I talked about it in episode 76, that was April 21, and the title was the Apple Spring 2021 event. And of course, there's a link to this episode in the show notes. One of the biggest things they announced was their updates to the podcasting services and the Podcasting Connect thing they have. Among other things that they released, there was a new experience for us as podcasting host or podcasters. They also announced channels and subscriptions. All of this is super good, and it's really needed for Apple to up their game a little bit to be able to be competitive and continue to compete in this space. But since that release, there has been a lot of issues with these services, and many people has reported that their shows has disappeared, or that you cannot submit a new podcast. And that is a little bit worrying for me, because we're going to submit a new podcast here probably after next week. So Apple, fix this. There has also been various issues reported about episodes just disappearing or channel art not being updated. And the limited response that has come out from Apple indicates that there has been bugs, that it is just bugs that's causing this. But I think for a lot of podcasters, this is the biggest problem, that it's a limited response. Apple could have been way more communicative when it with their content creators, and they could have told people what is going on. I mean, I would say it's totally normal that if they are launching a new service, that there is some issues with it. But be open and transparent about it. Tell people that, well, we have problems and we're working on it, and this is what we think it's going to be fixed. I think people would have been a lot less upset and annoyed. And the thing is, there is quite a lot of people out there that is making their living out of the content that they produce. And Apple being at least half of the responsible for half of the distribution, like, that's how people is finding podcasts still. This is of course something that people is gonna be super upset about, that not people can get hold of their content, and that will impact their livelihood. And of course, this is something I will continue to follow, even though I'm not directly impacted. Transistor.fm has a running page following the issue that I can definitely recommend. And I will, of course, throw in a link to that in the show notes so you can easily find it. Back in February, Spotify had their big event where they talked about their upcoming releases. And I talked about it back then, and you can find it in episode 39, February 23rd, new Spotify announcements. And of course, a link in the show notes. Some of the stuff that they announced has started to roll out already, and even more this week. And one of the things that they now have made available is their subscription service. And I have added a link to the show notes as well, to their podcasting news feed, where you can read a little bit more about that. And there is a few major issues or difference, I would say, between Spotify subscription service and Apple subscription service. Spotify will not charge anything to the podcaster, or they will not take a cut of the fee until 2023. And The only thing that they may charge or deduct from the revenue is actually what the payment transaction costs. And that is super fair, I would say. Spotify shouldn't pay to give you the possibility to earn money, of course. And so far I have not seen any major issues related to this service. But on the other hand, I don't know if anyone is using it, but that's the thing. And I think it's quite interesting that that it's really a podcasting war that goes on. And the two now biggest players, Spotify and Apple, they are really competing about the piece of the pie. And this has been ongoing for many years now. And I think it started when Apple released Apple Music, the Apple Music subscription they have. And to me, it looks a little bit like Apple is struggling, even though Apple actually was the one starting the podcasting scene or making that available. And I think also Apple opened up a lot for the music industry to actually start selling when they sold the music to the iPod players. And I think that's the start for the whole way of actually starting to be able to stream music as well over the net. But my opinion may very well be colored by the fact that I'm a Swede, of course, and Spotify being a Swedish company. So, of course, I'm cheering for the nationalistic company. And I am also a premium subscriber of Spotify and not of Apple Music. So I don't see Apple Music that often. And I have also been working at Spotify in the past. So I'm quite colored, I would say, by Spotify. But I still think that they are doing very well at the moment, at least. And related to this, Facebook will now add a podcasting or a music player inside their app so that you can actually start listening to music and podcasts from within the Facebook app without needing to switch out to something else. And it is actually Spotify that will be delivering this experience into the Facebook app. And it should work both on iOS and Android. I do not know how it will be on the desktop. I didn't see that. And it will, of course, work for both premium Spotify users and free Spotify users. And the experience will be very similar to the standard Spotify app. Free users will have shuffling playlists. They can decide the order. And they will also get ads. Whereas premium users will be without advertisement and they will keep the full control over how the player behaves in the playlists. And I think the biggest thing here is that it's just a limited number of countries that will have this feature available. So it's not all the countries where Spotify exists that will be able to do this. So here in Sweden, it will not be available. I don't know why, but we can just hope that this will expand in the future. I will add a link to Spotify's blog post about this as well, because I think this can be quite interesting. After all, Spotify is like 3 billion users or something. It's a huge amount of people there. So if this becomes more general available, it can be a really fantastic way of actually marketing your podcast. And then you can think whatever you want about Facebook. But there is a lot of people there. So that could be a great way to reach people. So this was a quick peek into what's going on in the podcasting space. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And tomorrow we will be talking about books, among others, Daniel Pink's Drive. I hope to see you then. Until then, ciao, ciao.
Martin Uncut, your daily technology dose.